News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A projectile that hit an Iranian nuclear power complex is raising concerns. Here's correspondent John Gambrill.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, which is the United Nations nuclear watchdog, also reported the incident but cited Iran for its information. That's because IAEA inspectors broadly have been blocked from viewing Iranian nuclear sites in the aftermath of the 12-day war in June that Israel waged against Iran that saw the Americans launch airstrikes that destroyed three Iranian nuclear enrichment sites.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he disagrees with claims by the former director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, who resigned after saying Iran posed no imminent threat to the U.S.
I don't know where Joe Kent is getting his information, but he wasn't in those briefings, clearly, because the Secretary of State, the Secretary of War, and everyone, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Kane, they had exquisite intelligence that we understood that this was a serious moment for us. Had the president waited, I am personally convinced that we would have mass casualties of Americans, service members and others, and our installations would have been dramatically damaged.
Ukraine's leader told British lawmakers Russia and Iran have something in common, calling both terrorist regimes.
One war is just weeks old, another more than four bitter years. But President Zelensky is worried. Worried that conflict in the Middle East means a shortage of missiles that he needs to keep fighting Russia in Ukraine. Worried that the United States is absorbed by conflict with Iran, delaying negotiations that might eventually bring war on the edge of Europe to an end. But candid, in his view, that President Trump's only priority is to stop that war, not to defend the smaller country, Ukraine, from its aggressor, Russia.
That's Laura Kustenberg for the BBC, and this is SRN News. Christians are using their spiritual gifts to help other people, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The latest survey from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers say they make it a point to try and use their gifts to serve God and others. That's up sharply from 2012, when just 58% of respondents said so. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, Jesus prescribed a life that focuses on loving God and others, and this is actively shown in serving others. Most churchgoers embrace this goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that amongst Americans who attend church on a regular basis, 31% say they are in the Scriptures every day. Another 30 report reading the Bible a few times a week, but not necessarily daily. Amongst the rest of regular church attendees, 14% read the Bible once a week, and 11% say they do it a few times a month. This is SRN News. As the war with Iran grinds on, the cost of filling your tank continues to rise.
American motorists now face the highest prices they've seen at the pump in about 2.5 years. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gasoline topped $3.84 Wednesday. The pre-war price was $2.98. The last time gas was this expensive was in September of 2023. Pain at the pump has been one of the most immediate economic impacts of the war. Crude oil is subject to ongoing supply chain disruption and production cuts. Rich Thomason reporting.
Higher oil prices and lower stock values are back in lockstep on Wall Street. Higher energy costs prompting fears of rising inflation, and that's weighing on stocks today. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down by about 422 points. The high-tech NASDAQ up by 131. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.